Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on fire.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with the host, Ms. On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. Today's show is going to be so awesome, but beforehand, we're going to talk about our sponsors. Our sponsors tonight is author, evangelist, Alexandra Townsend, and also Third Heaven Sound, Vincent Lynch, and finally, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, and finally, Unique Expression by Design. We're going to have an amazing show tonight. I'm telling you, we have Mr. Vincent K. Harris, who has graced our platform, and I thank God for it tonight. Vincent made his first $1 million at age 24. He's going to teach us and help us on our topic tonight of how to dream big. So we're going to learn a lot from him about his accomplishments, some of his obstacles, and we're just going to, you know, dig in and learn how to dream again, like we were talking about a couple of weeks ago, dreaming again. Now, he's going to talk about how do you dream big. So let's welcome Mr. Vincent Harris. Thank you so much, Mr. Vincent K. Harris, for joining us tonight.
Ms. Butler, thank you so much for having me. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. We're so honored to have you because we know you're busy and we understand. So we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us and, so that we can learn from the expert tonight.
Oh boy, the pressure.
So tell us, Mr. Vincent, tell us who Vincent K. Harris is. Tell us who you are.
Okay, as a man, I am the son of Vincent Sr. and Teresa Harris, and parents have been now married, parents have been now married 37, 38 years. I have siblings, two sisters. I'm really a geek. I like all things technology, and outside of that, I'm a Christian businessman.
All right. You're a Christian businessman, entrepreneur.
And a huge Sox fan.
And a huge what?
Sox fan, both Sox, Boston Red Sox fan, baseball team, yes.
Wow. So you do motivational speaking, you're an author, you are an entrepreneur from every portion of life, of your being. So tell us a little bit about some of the things you've accomplished in your life.
Well, as previously stated, at the age of 24, I did some pretty cool things in life. God graced me, God blessed me. And the story is rather interesting, I guess, but in a nutshell, I took the, here we go, especially this time of year, the schools are back in, college students, they go off to college, and they have all of these great ambitions, these great ideas, and they haven't yet been programmed by society in the wrong way because their mind is still so fresh, and they still believe in themselves. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I said to myself, after my freshman year, first semester, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm just like wasting away my time. And I realized that, hey, I wanted to start this business. And in a nutshell, most college students, what they'll do is they'll take their refund check money, whether you're on scholarship or not, and they'll just blow it on clothes or what I call the three R's, the rags, the rims, and the rides. and subsequently, the women, right? So I said to myself, mm-hmm. we're going to just hold off on that. And in essence, what I did was I took my money, my grant money, my scholarship money, and instead of blowing it, I invested it in myself. That's just what it came down to. It was a decision I made to say, instead of going to the club, instead of chasing the women and going out on dates and doing things that young college men do, I'm going to invest this money and get focused. So that was the start of it all.
That is very interesting because you're right. As a college student, you definitely don't think about investing in yourself. You think about, What can I buy? What can I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times they have that money spent before it's even in their hands.
That's right. So
tell me, what made you say, this is what I'm going to do? This is something just burning inside of me that says, I'm not going to be the norm. I'm going to be the exception to the rule.
Well, to be quite frank about it and not to be too deep, I guess I should say, initially I just wanted more money in my pocket. That was my initial motivation. I wanted to be able to do whatever I wanted to do whenever I got rich.
Mm-hmm.
And however, even though that was my initial thought originally, I realized that, you know what, I have a passion for helping people start businesses, run businesses properly, build relationships, and showing people how to build those proper relationships. Because many of us, we think that, well, it's all about having a business card. We go to a networking event, and we just hand out cards, or we just simply start to blurb out what it is that we do. Mm-hmm. And I saw so many people doing it, and I was like, you know what, that doesn't seem right to me. It doesn't seem like it's something that's viable, because if all of us are doing the same thing, what's making us stand out?
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do then is I would just simply ask questions when I would go to networking events. This was my number one question, Ms. Butler, that even when I didn't know better at that time, the only question I knew were two things. A, I would say, well, tell me, how can I serve you? And so, in other words, instead of starting off talking all about myself and my business and what I want to do, my dreams and aspirations, I would just simply ask people, how can I serve you? Well, of course, when you're asked that type of question versus the standard question, you already have people's attention. So I would simply just go through and I would listen. And I think many times, especially during that time of my life, and of course now, people have lost the art of just listening. Because if you can hear what someone else is saying, then you can identify the problem that they have and you can provide the solution. And then the second question I would ask is, hey, listen, what advice would you give your 18-year-old self? That's what I would always do. And, and that was a playoff of, you know, so many people would ask, well, what books are you reading? Well, you know, that's cool. I mean, technology was kind of speeding up at that time. So what I wanted to know was, what advice would you give your 18-year-old self so that I can learn the wisdom that they already have so that I would never have to endure prayerfully some of the challenges that they had in their lives. So that was the story.
Wow. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. So, you know, so many people have desires to do things, but they just don't push past them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when something gets hard, they just say, I guess that wasn't meant for me. But that's when you know you're going to be successful, when you have all these obstacles coming at you and all these hindrances that's coming at you. So let's go into, let's talk about some of the obstacles that you did encounter.
Okay. As I said, across this great country, whether it be at corporate events or on college campuses, my thing about obstacles is this. Obstacles should change your direction, but not your destination. And what I mean by that is they're going to come. I mean, it's just like any other part of life. It's not going to be perfect. However, you have to keep your mind and your focus on what it is that you intend to do. So even though you may have to detour at times, the bottom line is that should not change the direction in which you intend to go. So for an example, Ms. Butler, let's just say you were visiting South Carolina in the next couple of days. Well, if you're coming down 85 or 95, it doesn't matter. Well, I know on 95 right now they have a major construction coming through the Richmond area because I was just, I'm just coming off the highway. So what they did was they detoured us about 45 minutes, and we had to go through a small town. I can't remember the small town, but it detoured us about 45 minutes.
Wow.
You know what? That was the obstacle. It changed the direction in which I was driving, because at the time I was on 95. But it did not change the fact that my destination was North Carolina. So I had to understand that. And that's something that I grasped very, very early. And you know, that simply came from my parents, you know, where I saw the challenges they had, the obstacles they had. And I would watch them, you know, find solutions to their problems. But this is another thing. I also realized that the problem with doing things right the next time, because I consider that to be a obstacle as well. You know, many times we'll do things like you just previously said, where we have these goals and these dreams and these visions, these grand ideas,
mm-hmm.
is we'll say to ourselves, we'll give ourselves the excuse, and that is, you know what, I'll do better the next time.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with that is living with the results that you didn't have heartily the first time. So what
wow.
I said to myself was, I have to be in a position to say, I'm going to do the best I can. If I fail, okay. But I want to at least give it my all this first time around so I know for sure I'm holding myself accountable just as I'm asking other people to hold me accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you the obstacles came, they came. I mean, I faced so many. And if I could give any advice to those individuals who are, whether you're a college student or whether you're just starting your business at the age of 40, fail as fast as you can. That would be my big primary advice, fail as fast as you can, meaning this. Don't seek failure, but at the same time, give it your all, and if you do fail, learn the lesson, brush yourself off, lament, cry, find a shoulder to lean on, whatever you need to do, and keep going. Because at the end of the day, I learned more in my failure than I did in my success. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. It really is. And it humbles you so much. Like, it makes you realize, it makes you realize what's important. It makes you understand the parts of your life where you need to improve upon, whether it be your attitude, whether it be how you treat others, whether it be how you serve others. It humbles you. It'll put you on your butt really, really fast. And you say to yourself, am I going to get up or am I going to lay here?
Wow. I like that. I like the way you put that. You know, it's all in how you look at it. Well, we're going to take a moment to listen to a couple of things from our sponsors, and we're going to come for you, okay? So one
sure.
moment. Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read. That is one of our sponsors, Ms. Alexandra Townsend, and that is such a wonderful, wonderful book and a wonderful
Absolutely.
Testimony. It is. And then we have also Third Heaven Sound is also the founder of that is Vincent Lynch. He also the one that played the music to the jingle you heard
mm-hmm.
that's on fire to end. Actually created the music for that, as well as the music playing in the background, and I did the narration for her ad. So I thank all my sponsors for September, as well as Ross Hair and Beauty Bar and Unique Expression by Design. So we're back again with Mr. Vincent K. Harris with some more great questions for him. Because it's great to find someone that can be transparent about, you know what, I achieved this. But let me tell you what I went through and what I learned from it and how you can learn from my mistakes so you don't make the same mistakes. So
That's right.
Thank you again for being on with us tonight. So tell us a little bit about, I know you did say some of your motivation, but what motivated you to pursue your passion? You know, just something that says in you, this is who I am and I'm going to be motivated you to pursue your passions.
Okay, well, I saw during this time, there used to be my friends at the time, we all used to, of course, be together all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one out of the group whose father, whose parents had been married. At that time, I guess maybe like 25 years or so. And so I realized that my dad had to show. Not only was he showing us, giving us direction, but he was also giving them direction. And what I learned during that time period was that, you know what, first of all, be grateful for what it is that you do have in life. So many times in our life, we're asked, well, what is it that you have? And I'm reminded of my greatest mentor. He went to someone, he used someone to speak to a young lady who her husband had recently passed away, and she had two boys, and she had some challenges in her life. And the person whom he said to her, well, what do you have? And it's just like we do right now. She started listing all of the things that she didn't have. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all do. Generally speaking, that's what the majority of us do. Anytime somebody says, well, what do you have, or what can you bring to the table, we start listening. Oh, well, I don't have this, or I don't have that. And what I realized during that time was, A, I have to listen to questions properly. I can't have preconceived notions as to what the answer should be based upon my emotions. I have to be present for that particular moment. In addition to that, I had to lean upon the wisdom that I was receiving not only from my father, but even from my buddies, because there were things that I'm learning from them, even though they were not necessarily doing right. There were lessons to be learned even in there, even in that moment. So, you know, I look back at it and I say to myself, Ms. Butler, I was graced with a lot of great people around me, my parents, great mentors and great people who said to me, Vince, you have the wherewithal to do X, Y, and Z only because I had it mentally. Ms. Butler, I believe that all of us should believe in ourselves just as much as we believe a chair will hold us up. The same way you kind of cross your legs when you sit down as a lady, or men, you know, when you kind of cross your leg and you kind of put your arm up on the next chair beside you. You have confidence that that chair is going to hold you. Otherwise, you would be timid. Well, I believe you should have that same belief in yourself and the abilities God gave you. What we have to do is we have to make sure we're willing to sacrifice. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. We have to sacrifice a lot of things in life. So here's my personal definition. Sacrifice is the ability to give up something you like to create something you love. And my driving motivation and passion came down to, I really do love, A, living a quiet life doing my own work, and B, I love to see the smile on someone's face when they say to themselves, I believe in myself, and I can now obtain all that it is that I was purposed to do in life for myself. Mm-hmm. And that was my greatest passion, that was my greatest motivation, and it's been that way for a while. And that's what it really comes down to.
Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. It truly, truly is. Now, so what is some advice that you could give someone who is, you know, mid-30s? I know for mm-hmm. me, once I hit 35, it was like, okay, there's something more to my life than just what I'm doing. You know, mm-hmm. I got burnt mm-hmm. out in IT all of those years. What would you mm-hmm. give that person that says they're mid-30s, 40s, even their 50s? It's like, you know what, I'm ready to pursue my purpose and my passion. What would you say to that person?
After I would tell them to fail as fast as they possibly can, the next principle I would give them would be when you're starting your business, when you're living out your passion or whatever it is, always remember that laundry is the only thing that should be separated by color, meaning this. You have to do business and build relationships with all people who don't look like you. If you don't, well, what will happen is you will limit your own purpose. You will limit how far you can take your purpose. And what a tragedy it would be to die with more goals and dreams still living on the inside of you. That's a tragedy. And in fact, it's actually the tragedy of small-mindedness. We're going to create a word tonight. You know, like, don't do that to yourself. So you know what? Build relationships with people who don't look like you, people who, generally speaking, are outside of your comfort zone. Those people who, you know what, you just pretty much think you don't have anything in common. And then the third piece of advice I would give them is that you have to analyze your surroundings, meaning this. Ms. Butler, when I was in my freshman year of college, I had a professor by the name of Dr. Wallace. And Dr. Wallace would talk like this, right? She was an older lady. And she reminded me of some of the movies, you know, you would see as a child. And she taught us accounting. And basic accounting, you guys remember T accounts, freshman year of college, where, you know, assets on the left side, liabilities on the right. And, of course, we all know what assets and liabilities are. But here's my lesson as it relates to watching your surroundings. Right. By definition, when it comes to people, Not traditional accounting, not traditional assets. I'm talking about assets of people. Mm-hmm. Assets are those people in your life who will provide you with resources, wisdom, knowledge, insight, and encouragement. Okay? So go through your phones and look at the last 10 people you called. And you want to see if they're an asset, if they fit that definition. But liabilities, you guys remember in traditional accounting, liabilities, those are things that are coming out of your account. That's money being mm-hmm. taken away, whether you paid your bills or what have you.
Right.
From a person perspective, liability, this is how you identify them. Liabilities are those people who lie about your ability to do what it is God created you to do in life. So the
wow.
question becomes, out of the last 10 people you made contact with, whether it be via text or phone call, how many liabilities do you have within the last 10? Final part of that. There was a study done in New York City a couple years back, and there were two questions asked. By the way, this was in a public housing facility in New York, and I believe you guys know those who are up from the upper part of the country on the East Coast. You guys know that public housing runs from bottom to top, versus in the South, they run from left to right. There were two questions asked in this study. The first question was, does your best friend live in this public housing facility? 88% of the participants said yes. The second question, does your best friend live on your same floor? Astonishingly, 77% of the participants said yes. So now I had a question after reading that study. If all of your friends are living on the same floor as you, what's pushing you to the next level?
Mm.
So if you look at the last 10 people whom you've interacted with, whom you've conversed with, if all of them are on the same level as you, what's pushing you to the next level?
Wow.
You have to learn to analyze whom you're in contact with on a daily basis. That's another piece of advice I would give to those individuals because, you know, at the end of the day, if everybody's within your same socioeconomic makeup, okay, or they're within their same part of their lives as far as their dreams, their goals, and their visions are concerned, how can you get to a new level if everyone around you is doing the same thing?
Now, that's powerful.
So find new people to interact with. Find new people to gain wisdom from.
Wow. Wow. That is so true. I mean, if they're staying in the same type of place, they are in that mindset of mediocrity, if you will,
mm-hmm.
who's going to push you to that elevated mindset? Who's going to push you into and shift you into where you need to be? So I love that. I love it. I love it. I absolutely do.
Thank you.
So a person that, I never saw that study. I definitely would love to read that one. So,
for sure.
So when you have people that say, okay, you know what, when I assess my last 10 people, or
mm-hmm.
better yet, when I assess my last 20 people that
mm-hmm.
I've contacted, and there are mm-hmm. 90% of them are liabilities, now what's your
mm-hmm.
advice to that person, Vincent?
Very, very simple. The first thing I would do is I would pick up a book. Because, see, what I understand about books, and this is something we have to get back to in our society, there's nothing wrong with iPads and tablets and things of that nature, nothing wrong with them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about picking up a book that, number one, gives you that feeling of knowledge. In other words, it empowers you because you made the first step to pick the book up versus some type of tablet or an iPad. It's just an everyday thing. It doesn't give you that same feeling of empowerment. So that's number one. Number two, when you pick up that book, sure, it's going to cost more than, a Kindle version of the same book. I understand. But isn't it worth another $12 or $13 to change your life? But anyway, I digress.
I love that.
I mean, come on. Your life is worth more than $13. I mean, come on. But anyway, books allow you to change or to learn from the author what took them 10, 15, 20 years to learn. You can learn it in 2 hours, 4 max.
Wow.
So read, find other things to read. you really, really have to find things to read. And then number two, go somewhere where, again, you know you're uncomfortable. So start going to the local networking events. An easy way to kind of like give your mind a push or like a shock, if you will, is find a local political event to go to. Somebody's running for mayor. Somebody's run, because you have to realize that that's where, in essence, like the old town hall used to be. So that means you have your farmers, your authors, your entrepreneurs, you have the city management. You have a posh of people, different people from different walks of life. Now you have a new networking group, and you start with one person. You connect with one person.
Wow.
Don't go with the mindset of, well, I'm gonna do all of this with all these people. No, go with the mindset of one person at a time. Completely change. And so now you go from liabilities to asset as it relates to your phone and the people whom you're interacting with and who has influence over your life.
That's powerful. That is powerful. Because you, so many times when you're in small towns and things of that nature, you know, if you've never been out of that small town, and I'm not saying visiting, but I'm saying if you've never lived outside of that place, it's hard to really say it's doing some major things. It's not to say that it is, you know, is not, but the proportion and the percentage is very little when you're, you know, from a small town. You don't really know a lot of people, and you know, you may go on vacation, but to say that you've lived somewhere else and then down or something like that. So I definitely love that concept. Now, you also wrote a book. Tell us about your book.
The name of the book is Making the Shift, and these are several things that, first of all, the book is broken down into three sections, that being motivation, mental toughness, and personal finances. And just personal finances for just a moment, since we haven't talked about that. There's two things that I want to help people understand. Mm-hmm. Number one, those of you who have a job right now who desire to have God move in your life and give you the necessary resources you need to do something outside of what you're currently doing. There's a passage in my favorite book I like to read, Miss Butler, and it says my mentor, he gave three different individuals some things. He gave one person five, two, and one. That was the subsequent order in which it was given, and he gave them those things based upon one qualification. And that was their ability to handle it. It wasn't based upon his love for them. It was based upon their ability to handle it. So let's make it practical right now. Because what we have to do is we have to become practically who we are positionally. Positionally, we are the head and not the tail, above and not the beneath, and not beneath. But how are we living practically, generally speaking? So what I would say then is, it's almost like right now, Ms. Butler, when your children were five, I'm sure you loved them as much as you do right now. However, you didn't love them enough. Excuse me, your love for them had nothing to do of whether or not you were going to give them your car keys at the age of five. It wasn't because you didn't love them. It was simply because you knew they didn't have the ability to handle it. How does that relate to finances? There's no need for you to pray for a $100,000 a year job if you're not properly handling your $30,000 a year job. You're wasting your time because we already know you don't have the ability to handle it. Okay? Number two, you have to learn to run your personal finances like a highly successful business. So the question I would have for those who are looking to go from being an employee to employing others, if you look at the way, put like this, if your current job ran the company's finances just as you run your personal finances, how long would you have a job? Which brings me back to my point. You have to learn to run your personal finances like a highly successful business. So that was the third part of the book. And, you know, I just simply gave what it is that I have. I talked about The Lion King, my favorite movie, and the mistakes that Simba made and how it relates to life. I talked about mental toughness and what it takes to endure some of the obstacles that you will face in life because we all go through them. Like I said, I've had so many failures, Ms. Butler. When I tell you so many, I mean the list goes on and on and on and on. And it's just a matter of, well, am I going to accept the failure or am I going to get up and do better the next time? And that's what it really comes down to. So that's making the shift. It's all about, like I said, how you handle things from a mental perspective. How do you control your mind? You know, how do you control those things that goes on in there? Because, see, your mind controls your brain. Your brain controls your body. So how then do you control your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Mindset is totally different. I'm sorry?
That is so true. It starts with the mind.
It does. It does.
So true. So true. So true. So how can they get this impactful, powerful book? How can we go about getting it?
Sure. VinceInspires.com. It's all of my social media. It's my personal website. So YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything is Vince Inspires. Website, VinceInspires.com. And, of course, it's available on Amazon.
And say that one more time slowly.
Sure. Vince Inspires, V-I-N-C-E. I-N-S-P-I-R-E-S, Vince Inspires. That's my all of my social media handles, as well as the website, VinceInspires.com. The book is also available there on Amazon as well.
Okay, and you said you're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and all of the good stuff?
Yes, ma'am. Instagram, yes, ma'am.
All right. You know, I almost forgot about one of our sponsors that got in like an hour before the show started. So let me take a quick moment to do that. And then we're going to come back with some live questions from some callers, if that's okay with you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So we're going to take a quick pause for one of our new sponsors. And here it is. Did you know you don't need life insurance? No, you don't. Only your family does. If your family, your spouse, your children, if they depend upon your income to survive, then you owe it to them to make sure you're provided, they're provided with no matter what. If you could, it could happen, you know, happens every day. Call Mary Hayes at 219-775-0197 with Primerica. That's Mary Hayes, 219-775-0197, to see how easily and affordably you can insure your family. So we're back with Mr. Vincent K. Harris, and we're going to take some live questions for those of you who would love to ask this wonderful, wonderful motivator, entrepreneur, author, this powerful, powerful man some questions. So if any of you have a live question, get ready to press 1, and we're going to take some calls. And a lot of times they ask the questions. They're like, Aaliyah, you didn't give me a chance. I'm like, well, I opened the lines up. So if you have a question, press 1, and we will get to you. I do see that we have one caller holding us. So one moment. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live with us. Who do we have with us tonight? Hello, you're live. You pressed 1. Hello. Okay, maybe they didn't realize they pressed 1. But we
That's
do
possible.
Have, if you want to ask a question, you can press 1, and we will get your question answered. Or if you want to make even a comment, you are able to do so at this time. Press 1, and we'll go ahead and take you in the queue. All right, let's see here. Now, sometimes they get a little shy on us. I think they're being shy tonight, Vincent. Vincent, this has been such a powerful, powerful interview. I tell you, so many times people get stuck, and I tell them all the time, it's time to stop settling, and it's time to start living. I remember we were getting ready to do a major layoff. We were getting laid off with one of the huge Fortune 500 banks, Big Five, let's put it that way. And and all of us in the corporate areas, you know, everybody's like, uh-oh, we're, you know. But our area, the whole 200, was getting sliced. And I was going around asking people. I don't know why I was asking people this, but I was asking people that were like 40s, 50s, any age, what do you want to be when you grow up? Now, why I ask these people that, I have no clue. But do you know many of them, 95% of them told me they didn't know? They didn't know.
Wow.
And that was like, wow. And then I had several people that had told me, you know what, Aaliyah, every time you would talk about your children's book and the things you're doing with it and the story times and things you're doing, you light up. And it made me pursue my passion. One lady became a licensed esthetician. Another guy said he was seeking getting his, he was going to become a physical therapist and a sports something. But, you know, you have people that you're just living your life. And people, you're sparking something in them just being you. There was nothing that I did differently. I used my gift of exhortation of just empowering people, just loving on people. That's just who I am.
That's right.
It's a part of who I am. And sometimes you don't really realize you're walking in your purpose a lot until later on when people say, but you do that all the time. That's who you are. And you're like, wow, I didn't realize that.
That is so true. That's really, really true.
Yes, it is true. It is true. And it's so funny because a couple of years ago when people start saying that more and more, it was like, ding, 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 ding. Okay, do you get this? This is a part of your purpose, ma'am. So, you know, I had to wake up, rise up, and start moving forward. And so, as a result, a little later, I now have, three books, two on e-book. The children's book is bilingual in English and Spanish with a music CD. On Fire to Inspire is available in English right now only, but the Book of Prayers, Declarations, and Affirmations is available in English, Spanish, and French. So I'm telling you, whatever it is that you want to do, people, I don't care what age you are. I don't care if you're a teenager listening to this broadcast. I don't care if you're 65 years old, 85 years old. If it's in you to still do something, get it done.
That's right.
I say this all the time, Vincent. I say, as long as I have breath in my body, that's purpose to be fulfilled. And so, you know, there's something that you can do. And as you're doing, as you're walking in your purpose and you're walking in your passion, you're impacting someone else's life and not even realize it. Wow.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
That is so true. Well, did you have anything else that you want to leave us with tonight? Because they're being a little shy and they're not pressing that one for us. So, did you have anything?
Yes, ma'am. A few things. Number one, be kind and courteous to everyone you meet because you never, ever know what that person had to face prior to you meeting them or moments prior to you meeting them. You don't know if they dealt with a tragedy or if they were feeling depressed or anything like that. Like, you just never, ever know. So be kind to others. Even when they frustrate you, be kind. Because at the end of the day, we all know that all of us are facing something. So allow that person to have the same mercy and grace that you're giving each and every day and renewed every morning. Number two, change your environment. And the easiest way to change your environment is, remember this, it takes 62 muscles to frown and only 26 muscles to smile. It's less work. Start smiling. You'd be amazed at how many doors they will open up for you. And finally, I simply believe you're two people. The person you are currently, as well as the person you are destined to become. And the goal in life is to get those two people to meet because it's never too late to become what you should have been. I don't care about your socioeconomic makeup. I don't care about the challenges you may be having in your life right now. You have purpose to fulfill. And it's up to you to make sure it happens. But just know that you're fully equipped to make it all happen. Sure, you're going to need some help, but you have all the tools that are necessary to live out your purpose and to put a smile on faces each and every day.
That's powerful. That's so powerful. And I want to expound upon that thing that you said, be courteous and kind to people. Because I tell you, I walked into a facility last week, and the lady was like, the security guard here is so mean. He's so hateful. And I just turned and I smiled, you know, and I kept going. And the man asked me, he said, are you always this peaceful? And I said, yes. And I kept on smiling, kept going. And he was like, you are? And I said, yes, sir. Are you a Christian? And I said, yes, how do you know? He said, because when I, you know, people who are constantly smiling, they come, you know, come by here, they're generally Christians. And he said, where do you go to church? And I said, Kingdom Work International Ministry. You with it? And he was like, no. But you know what? I want to come visit because you have that kind of peace and a smile on your face like that all the time. I want to feel like, well, my church might not be giving me what I need because, you know, I'm not sure. But I was being who I am, number one. And then it made him, you know, I ushered him into who I am. I didn't allow his demeanor or his bad mood to take me out of.
Right.
He was just nasty. She saw his interaction with me, and she was like, whoa.
Wow.
So again, you never know. So we're going to repeat those three things one more time, Vincent. You said for them to be kind and courteous to everyone they meet.
Mm-hmm.
Then you said change your environment.
Mm-hmm.
And number three, I'll say number three again because that's powerful.
Sure. I believe all of us are two people, the person we are currently as well as the person we were destined to become. And the goal of life is to get those two people to meet because it's never too late to become what you should have been. Again, it does not matter where you are right now. It doesn't matter how many failures you've had in your life because I can surely relate. At the same time, I just know that you are purposed in this world and you have all the tools that God intended for you to have to live out that purpose that he gave you. So don't give up. Even when the obstacles come, don't give up. You know, just make sure you hold your head up high and say, you know what, I will do better. Tomorrow's a new opportunity with this brand new mercy and grace to do better, and I intend to do so.
Amen. And Vincent, you wouldn't believe it. We actually have a live caller, so we'll get
sure.
to take this live call. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You and Aaliyah. Good evening.
Hi, Aaliyah. Hi, Aaliyah. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Celinda.
Hi, Celinda.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Celinda.
Mr. Vincent. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I am fabulous, thank you. I must say I have truly enjoyed this interview. You are a man that's doing some great things in life. You have truly motivated me more tonight just listening to your interview. And that last thought that you gave us, as far as the person that you are being the person that you are now and the person that you were destined to become and those two people meeting, that was so powerful. And I think that that would be the thing to stick with me most tonight. That was so powerful.
Wow. You're so very
my
kind.
My goodness.
So many people
are stuck in their past and what they think they cannot become, or they're looking at what someone has said to them, you know, you'll never be this, you will never have this, and they're really stuck into that. So when you said that those two people have to meet, I can't even find the words. That was so powerful.
You're so very kind.
Well, I had to repeat that himself.
Yeah, Leah, I heard it. I'm so glad that you had him to repeat it because I was sitting here like, okay, I got to remember this. But that will always stick with me, most definitely. And I want to say to you, continue to do what you're doing. And I'm going to pray that God would continue to open many doors for you, continue to bless you because you are a blessing to the world. And I just salute you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what? Between you and Ms. Bull, all this kindness coming my way. Oh, my goodness. You ladies are so very kind, and I'm grateful and I'm humbled by your words.
You're quite welcome. You deserve it.
Thank you. This
young lady is another powerful powerhouse on the line with us. She is an author, motivator. I call her a purpose midwife like myself. We try to help people push that purpose and do it like, is it in you? Push. You got it.
Yes.
You. And she is actually owner and operator and moving the bandages, so she's a host as well, and her show is on Friday nights at 8, so, you know, you might be able to help her, look, get some people freed.
Can you say that one more time, your show?
The show is called Removing the Bandages.
Removing the Bandages, okay.
Yes.
I'll be able to look.
Aaliyah, if you could just give him my information after the show, that would be great. We can talk about putting him on the show there, having him on the show.
Okay.
That would be great.
All right. Great.
Okay,
all right, well,
again,
thank you
great
so much
show. Thank you.
You're welcome. See, Mr. Vincent, I know you talk to thousands and thousands and, you know, so many people in different places, but I don't care how you're doing it. When you get that type of feedback, you know, back, it makes you feel it all over again, you know. It's really powerful, isn't it?
It really is, and that's the reason why I say to you guys, all of us, we have to be kind to others, because you know what? Just as you guys need motivation, I need motivation, or I need someone to at times speak life into me. You know, none of us are immune to the emotions that we all face as humans. And anytime we can help someone else, oh man, you never ever know how special we can be. You never know. So be kind to others. And smile. Oh my God, that was awesome. It really was. It was very, very awesome, and I thank you.
So welcome. Let me double check, make sure we don't have a live caller before we end the show. All right, we don't have any other callers holding. So we're going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I hope you were empowered on Dreaming Big tonight by our awesome dreamer, entrepreneur, speaker, and author, Ms. Harris. Thanks again for joining us tonight. We truly, truly appreciate you.
I'm very, very grateful for your kindness, and I'm honored that you had me on your show. I'm very, very grateful.
Thanks again.
All right.
So tune in next week and every Eastern Standard Time to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, On Fire to Inspire. You can actually buy books on Amazon. You have the children's book out there, a learning book just for me, teaching your children in English and Spanish. You have On Fire to Inspire, which is a book to motivate, empower, and inspire you to live out a life full of purpose. It's time to stop settling and start living the life that you created to live. And finally, the third book is Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. If you speak life over your life each and every day, I promise you, you will get the purpose-filled life. Thanks again. Tune in next week. We love you and have a great evening.